Almost taken. 5 years ago, my friend and I were almost kidnapped. We can laugh about it now, but not at the time it happened. It was a hot day in Dubois, so my friend and I rode our quads down her grandfather's long driveway to a river. We parked the ATVs on the edge of the driveway and walked down a little hill to get to the water under a bridge. The first time a man drove by on a quad, I didn't really think anything of it. He drove across the bridge again, and I pointed him out to my friend, who had just noticed a curious situation as well. We waded out of the water, and the rumble of an ATV sounded above us, and then stopped. The engine was cut. My friend and I turned towards each other in a moment of fear, our minds heading down the same path. My friend, being taller than me, crawled slightly up the hill and peered over a bush. To our luck, a bird squawked and flew out of the bush at high speed, effectively giving us a heart attack and giving away our location. The man got off his vehicle. I remember the man clearly, his round face, thick arms, dark hair, scruffy beard. He started in our direction, and my friend swears he held some type of sack or bag in his hand. This was about the time my friend and I really started coming up with worst-case scenarios. We were trapped by a hill and the man in front of us and a rushing river behind us. Even if we walked back through the river, there wasn't a place to go on the other side of the bank, and if we followed the river, we had no idea where it led. Neither of us owned a cell phone, and even if we did, her grandfather's cabin was out in the middle of nowhere with no service. In our 12-year-old minds, we assumed we were about to be dead or worse. Barefoot and shaking, we huddled as close as we could to the post of the bridge in a futile attempt to stay hidden in the shadows. Then there was a beautiful sound. My friend's dad called our names from down the driveway. We could hear her dad's quad heading in our direction, and to our relief and surprise, the man hopped on his ATV and sped away. No one believed it really happened. We were breathless and probably crazy-looking as we reeled off the events that just went down. The best-case scenario was that the strange man was going for a swim or wanted to sit under a bridge. But then why did he run when her dad called out to us? That seemed a little suspicious. It still remains a mystery today, but at least we're still here to tell the story.